The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB, it's back, baby. Who you picking to win the World Series? Better say Dodgers. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. Super easy, man. Get started. So just head on over to the website today. Use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BLEAV. That's BLEAV to receive your 50, that's 50, percent welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you so much, BetOnline, for bringing this podcast to the people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I don't think that's the song to be danced to. I'm not positive. Hey, it's an all-new episode of Great News with Kevin Ryder and Mike Catherwood. I'd like to start off the Great News by talking about what's outside my door, which is sunny and maybe 80.
Oh, calm, okay. Well, it's
beautiful
and sunny where I am. Mm-hmm. It's just there's this constant specter of a storm taking me away like Dorothy in goddamn Wizard of Oz. But as far as like
the wind,
it's amazing. I could show you. Look here.
Near Austin. Yesterday,
you want me to move the camera? I could show you the windows. Yeah, right. It's very sunny and beautiful. It's just literally tornadoes and crazy shit.
Love it. I love it. We do a podcast that we highlight people, normal people who are doing loving, amazing things that sort of restore your faith in humanity. And that's what this podcast is about. If somebody else needs it, maybe forward this to them. They could subscribe. You could subscribe and click on the little bell thing so you know when we post episodes, which is Monday and Thursday. And Michael always does a theme for us, an intro theme, and I usually request a musical styling.
Yes.
And I would like to suggest for the intro, Frank Sinatra. Also, I'd like you to get a bigger mic.
It's an angle. It's perspective, bro. You would understand that if you didn't believe in round earth, if you understood the laws of perspective, you would know that the earth is flat. Intro, isn't it true? Intro. It's an intro. The show's about to begin, bro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blue. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news. Where's Marilyn Monroe? I need to get my dick sucked.
Wow, that's a start.
Courtney, don't make a face.
That's how you're going to start.
It's not like I'm ripping on sick children. It's Marilyn Monroe. They used to pass her back and forth, he and JFK, like she was a shish kebab.
Okay. All right, my first story is about an NBA basketball star that plays for the Phoenix Suns currently, and his name is Bismack Biyombo, I believe. I think that's
heavy.
He took last year off because his dad, what's happening there?
A giant dog burst into my house.
Okay, you don't have any control over your dogs. That's another running theme. This guy took last year off because his dad was sick, and he ended up passing away last year. And he's returning to the NBA, and he's getting a salary of $1.3 million, which he's going to donate entirely to build a hospital in his hometown in Congo.
He's going to donate
all of it to build a hospital. Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Because you can't just go, I'm going to donate everything, unless you're really financially sort of set up to do that.
Well, that was my question. If he donates 100% of his income this year, has he just been incredibly frugal? Like, what?
He must have been. I mean, he has to set himself up to be able to do that. Yeah. But that's crazy. He's donating every single penny of it to a hospital in the name of his father, who passed away last year. Watch this video and you'll see a little bit about Bismarck.
Okay, so I've done a lot of interviews. Obviously, people have asked me what I was doing and what has happened. The reality of it is that while my dad was sick, I spent 45 days with him. And during that 45 days, some of those days I was home, and some of them I was in Turkey with him. Excuse me, I never give up on basketball. I love basketball too much. So I continued to work out. And I think once my dad passed, the love of the game kind of fell a little bit because it was my everything. You know, it was my friends, business partner, my mentor, and everything. One thing that really stick out of my mind is that every day I go to the hospital back home to take care of him, I was always asking myself, what about these people that can't take their family members out? So while I was trying to figure out how to find something that would motivate me this year, I remember one day I pick up the phone and call my agent and said the only way I'll do it this year was if we find a situation, one, that I'll fit in, and two, that will play for something. And I wanted to make this year about my dad because my dad spent most of his life making his life about me, my brothers, my sisters, and servicing people. This year, really, I wanted and I had the desire and my motivation was to make it about him.
Question is, what's driving you to play this season?
What I told my agent was my salary for this year would be going to the construction of an hospital back home to give hope to the hopeless at home. And those individuals that cannot take their family members out, want to be able to give them better conditions so that they can somewhat have hope that their loved ones will be able to leave and see.
Be able to leave and see the inside of a hospital. He's just trying to get a hospital so that people in his hometown have the availability, which is, I mean, I don't want to say it's the antithesis of an NBA player. It's an antithesis of most athletes.
It's the antithesis of what we perceive professional athletes, high level, highly paid athletes to be. Yeah.
Yes. And he's, and donating 100% to building a hospital, which is an amazing story.
That is fantastic, man. What a great story to start off with. Wow. That's very humbling to even kind of, wow. That's awesome. My hat's off to him. And also it gives you perspective on, I certainly understood what you meant by it's not what we think of when we think of NBA players, but you know, most NBA players are Americans and even though a tremendous amount of professional athletes in this country came up with hard times, I don't think you can understand what someone who grew up in the Congo went through. And so it's just a whole different
world. Yeah.
It's a very beautiful story. This one too, Kevin, I'm going to say we have done countless amounts of stories in our 80 something, you know, 90 something episodes.
We've done 90 episodes.
Yes, something like that. We're almost to 100.
How about that? Let's just start saying
how 200. How about that?
Sorry, go ahead.
How about that? This might be the most heroic of the heroic things I've seen on Great News. This is so crazy that I almost I had to really, really, really vet this to make sure that it was real, because it just you can't believe that a human being would be this brave and selfless. But there is a young woman who is a Florida state trooper. She's like a state cop in Florida. Her name is Toni Shuck. She got an alert or a bulletin from the police station that there was a drunk driver, a very dangerous, erratic drunk driver coming towards a 10K race in Tampa.
Wow.
Okay. So there's thousands and thousands of people running this race throughout the streets, and she's getting this alert that there's this wild drunk driver. And she is kind of confused with what to do, because she can gauge with the GPS and where she's being told the coordinates are and how close this man is. She doesn't have time to throw up roadblocks or strip spikes. She gets in the opposite lane on the freeway and maneuvers her car to hit him head on to protect the rest of the people in the race. Watch this video. It's truly unbelievable.
Hit him head on.
So she sees him coming and she's like, okay, I gotta maybe a little left, a little right.
Oh my God.
Boom.
Is she still alive?
She's not only still alive, but she came away with minor injuries.
Oh my God.
I mean, that is. Whenever.
There's no way the police department would say, all right, here's what you do in this situation. This is just her.
No freaking way. No freaking way. But how badass is she to the rest of the cops in her police department?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's it's one of those things, like every time we see these.
Her last thought has to be, oh, I'm going to die. Yeah, this is my final act on Earth. Wow.
And every time I think both of us and all dumb guys do this. When we see these insane acts of heroism, you always go like, would I do that? I might do that. I don't know. I don't know if I'd have the balls to go head on to a guy to save other lives. I don't know
that it would even come to your mind. Like, that's too crazy to even consider.
Right.
Wow.
Well,
that's Toni unbelievable. Shuck. Yeah. No kidding. That is great news.
It is fantastic. I mean, and the fact that she's okay and that they apprehended the guy, he didn't die. I mean, he's the last on my priority list right now, but still, like, everyone makes it out okay. That is so amazing.
That is amazing. Wow. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. You're right. I've never seen a story like that.
Chances are you have the wrong idea about the wonder drug that is nicotine, okay? But in reality, there's nothing wrong with nicotine. In fact, there's a lot good about nicotine. It helps suppress appetite. It helps boost metabolism. It has great cognitive benefits. The problem is that most of the time, the way we get nicotine is gross. You know, vaping, smoking, chewing tobacco, whatever it is. That's where Lucy comes in. Lucy has your back. Lucy capsule nicotine pouches and lozenges and gum, they're all fantastic. They all taste great. 4 or 8 milligrams of a nice clinical dose of nicotine, where you get all the benefits with none of the downside, okay? Lucy is a great product designed for people who want the benefits of nicotine without the downsides of traditional ways of getting it. So, Mikey Likes You listeners, go to lucy.co, use the promo code Mikey to get 20% off your order of Lucy nicotine capsule pouches or any other Lucy products. That's lucy.co. Use promo code Mikey at checkout. And I have to let you know that this product contains non-tobacco nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co. Be sure to use that promo code Mikey. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're interested at least somewhat in weight loss. So before we continue the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about Noom. Noom really understands that everyone's weight loss journey is very unique, and what works for someone else isn't going to necessarily work for you. So Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible, focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work toward goals at the pace you're comfortable with. So start
building better habits for a healthier long-term result that you're looking for. Sign up for a trial at Noom. That's Noom.com/BLEAV. Believe. That's what I'm talking about. Again, that's Noom. Noom.com/BLEAV. All right. Personalized lessons to help you gain confidence and practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and a cognitive behavioral approach that teaches you how to be mindful about your habits. Come on. Now's the time. It is Noom.com/believe. That's Noom.com/believe.
My next story, a couple of years ago, a woman named Joy Milne made headlines when scientists discovered that she could literally smell Parkinson's on someone. That there was there was some type of odor. She describes that as oily, but she could literally say, this person I think has Parkinson's. And then they would test them and they had Parkinson's. That's a thing that happened. A woman can smell Parkinson's.
Dude.
Since then, researchers have been trying to build devices that could diagnose disease through odor compounds on the skin. They didn't even think about this. And they were like, oh, you could actually smell Parkinson's on somebody. And researchers have developed a portable, artificially intelligent olfactory system. They call it an e-nose. And the e-nose can sense, I'm not kidding.
The electronic That's a stupid nose. Name.
It is.
It's a stupid name.
Could someday diagnose the disease in a doctor's office, which is unbelievable.
Parkinson's did she disease. Get like, did she get struck by lightning or like a radioactive spider bite her? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like what?
When I found the story, it was just like, oh, remember that woman a few years ago that could smell Parkinson's? And I went, what are you talking about? Yeah. And so Parkinson's disease, of course, causes motor systems such as tremors and rigidity and trouble walking and non-motor problems like memory. And this kind of thing, if it's treated early, can make all the difference in the world. And being able to sniff it out literally is crazy. Shut your dog up.
That's Harry. He's normally the good one.
Great. I'm talking about an e-nose where they could smell Parkinson's on a human being. And I wonder, by the way, if that means that there's a way that science will find out to be able to smell other diseases and give you a heads up on other diseases that are.
Well, they've had dogs who can. There's dogs that can smell certain diseases on humans. So I don't know, man. Maybe, yeah. Who knows what this opens doors to? I'm more fascinated by how did she develop this ability, which is remarkable, but B, like, how do you even notice that? Like, it's like the canary in the coal mine. Who is the first canary that they're like, hey, this thing, asbestos, right?
Am I right? No, I don't know. I didn't get into exactly how she knew, but also when you smell something on another human, how do you interpret that? I wouldn't interpret that as a neurological disease. I would interpret that as smell. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how they got to that point, but
I have to interview her. I also need to know, what does Parkinson's smell like? Is it BO? Is it garlic?
It's not BO. She said it as oily is all the only way that she described it. But I don't know.
That's right, bro. I have Parkinson's.
Nope.
That's not all right, answer. Kevin.
Yeah.
Next story. Beautiful. Within great tragedy, always, human nature shows up. We've seen it throughout, at least in modern history, we've seen it. And when things are going terribly in some part of the world, a lot of people come together to try to help. And, with what's going on in the Ukraine, we've seen a tremendous outpouring of people just being so giving and charitable. In Poland, which is where a lot of refugees from the Ukraine are camping out right now, Polish mothers went to a train station.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second? I like that you call it camping out. It's much worse than that. They're not camping out.
But Jake, no, they're not. Where Polish mothers have, Ukrainian mothers have fled with their children, a lot have. Polish mothers took it upon themselves to take strollers to this train station and leave them there just in a huge, huge procession of strollers so that when
leave
these
them there forever?
For these Ukrainian women to take. Wow. If they, you know, because they're coming with no warning. They're just like, get your children and get the F out. So when they arrive in Poland,
going
they have
camping.
If you're going camp, they're going glamping.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but that was a ridiculous.
No, that was a terrible thing for me to say. That was it was aggressively insulting to call it camping out.
But these women just dropped off the strollers and said somebody else will need them.
They are going to need them a lot more than us right now. Because they knew that these women were fleeing with their children with no warning. So I thought very, very beautiful.
That is very beautiful. I love that. The next story, I know Mike has kids and I have kids. And yes. Anybody that loves kids will worship this story. There is an elementary school that set up a hotline. And you call it if you're angry or you're frustrated or you don't know how to process things. And kindergarten kids give you advice. They give you life advice. Kindergarten kids. It has a menu where it says if you're feeling frustrated, press 1. If you're feeling angry, press 2. And you get a message from a little kid. Listen.
I'm calling that today. I'm calling that today, and I'm going to record it.
Listen to some of these.
When you're feeling mad, you should take 3 deep breaths and think of things that make you happy. The thing that makes me happy is when and I think of happy things will happen in the future, like going to a friend's house or a cousin's house. Bye.
If you're frustrated, just take 5 minutes off.
If you're frustrated, you can always go to your bedroom, punch a pillow or cry on it, and just go scream outside.
If you're nervous, go get your wallet and spend it on ice cream and shoes.
If you feel mad or frustrated, you can do what you want to do best, or you can do flips on the trampoline.
If you feel mad, please just do something you like. Do something inspires you. Do something to make you feel better.
If you're sad or angry, go get a cookie, a smoothie, or an ice cream.
Yes, agreed. I agree. I love.
I did not know that my wife was a kindergartner because I heard the girl say, if you're upset, just buy shoes and ice cream. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that was my wife.
That is hilarious. The phone number is there and it works. It was the brainchild of a local art teacher, Jessica Martin, in the town of Healdsburg, California. And they received 300 to 400 calls a day for that hotline.
Wow.
How great is that?
It's a beautiful idea. It's absolutely a reasonable thing to do because children haven't been burdened with the way that we overthink things or the way that we make things more complicated than they necessarily need to be. They can bring such clarity to things almost because of their naivete. And, you know, my daughter will talk to me and I'll open up, not about like super serious stuff, but I'll just say certain things. And she'll be like, well, don't you know what? You shouldn't do that. And you should do this instead. I was like,
she's got a point.
Can't really see the argument there. That's a good point.
Kids do seem to see it a little bit more clearly than most, but that is a hotline that you can call again at 707-998-8410.
I'm not going to prank call them like horribly.
You're prank call them. Don't do that.
But I'm going to prank call them.
I think it's a recording.
Them.
I think it's a recording, so I don't think you're
okay.
Going to prank call them.
Because yeah. I was going to prank call them. Like
live kids 24/7 on the phones, answering the phones, going, hi, can we help you?
That's a good point. Yeah, like kindergartners at like 3 a.m. No, but I would have like prank called them in like an appropriate kid way. I'd be like, I can't stop farting. I just fart all the time, and it's embarrassing.
If a kid took that call, he'd start laughing. He or she would start laughing.
Let's keep the theme of children alive. Again, also the theme of the fallout from the Ukraine. In Romania, Dateline Romania. This is from USA Today. Young Ariana is turning 7 years old, but she is in a refugee camp in Romania because she had to flee the Ukraine. The people collectively at this refugee camp got together and threw her a birthday party with like makeshift birthday hats and cakes and candles and the whole deal. And like a looks like a jimmy rigged bouncy house. And I just was like, that is great news. That's human spirit being great right there.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
That's like Romanians too.
You expect less from Romanians? Is that your point?
That's where Dracula's from. Come on.
To be able to celebrate in the middle of glamping like they are
glamping in Romania.
That's amazing. That is amazing. You see stories like that out of Romania, out of Poland, out of all the surrounding countries near
the neighboring countries. It's true.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. Did they have a media expert there? Because it's Ukrainians in Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're like, we got to sing in English. It won't get as viral if we sing.
I don't know
what I'm saying? Like, it just seems odd that they're like, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? It's
yes. They are singing in English. That was surprising to me, too. But I assume that there are like welfare workers, people that are there to volunteer their time to help and to take those videos and to get the word out. I assume there's a lot of that going on because it's just one of those situations.
And Romanians for sure. I don't know much about the Ukraine, but my wife's brother married a Romanian woman, like straight from, and they're very intellectual. Like, it doesn't strike me as odd that they probably all spoke English. But it's a very kind of like high intellect place in the world. But you there probably was like a Brit or an American, you know, like UNICEF worker that was like, listen, guys, you want a couple hundred thousand hits, sing in your native tongue. You want a couple million?
Know a couple hundred thousand.
You want a couple million? Let's go. Let's step it up a notch.
Could I just take one second to say happy birthday is the saddest song that exists in the English language, because everybody starts singing and they're all excited. Stick with me here.
Okay.
Everybody start happy birthday. And then the second line, happy birthday. And then the people who can't sing start singing. And then it just fades out into a disaster every single time. Sounds great when the first person starts it. And then by the end, it's a sad, sad little funeral, if you will, a dirge.
I see where you're going,
and I'm right,
but I mean, I can definitely think of sadder songs.
Yes, but not songs that are supposed to be happy, songs that are supposed to be celebrations that turn into dirges in 12 seconds. All right, listen,
what about like Warren Zevon's songs where like he knew he was gonna die any moment? You know, what I'm saying? Like, he did a whole album where he's like keep me in your heart for a while.
Listen, it's just my personal take on happy birthday, but
99 Luft Balloons.
Yes, of course.
The saddest song ever. And those fucking Germans, they trick us because it sounds happy. Like, oh, and it's about the world blowing up because the radars think that a red balloon is a nuclear warhead and then everybody's dead. Fuck that.
I mean, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm down with that. I'm down with 99 balloons as well. That's not good. All right. As we said, you can subscribe to this podcast if you would like.
Please do.
Because it gives you some balance in your life. And that kind of balance is important, especially mentally and especially in times like this. All right. Mike is going to sing an outro as the guy that sings Double Dutch Bus. That guy.
Yeah. Gives her my seduces and my super man. It's an outro. She bare bots and did some bandow. And it's an outro. Charging this or kiss her per kiss her. So do the happy bind do the blues. Cause Kevin and been gizzard, bizzard, 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 boo.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.